Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is facing calls to resign as a national school board official claims he solicited the letter comparing protesting parents to domestic terrorists. You could tell the letter came from the Secretary of Education because all the spelling mistakes. Thanks, Judge. If you remember, the letter, which the board has since apologized for, called for federal action to address hostilities towards school boards as possible domestic terrorism and suggested using the Patriot Act against parents. Now, that's patriotism, arresting a soccer mom for raising her voice at a public meeting. Yeah, basically, it's turned concerned parents into ISIS in khakis. How long before they start waterboarding the kids to get their parents' Netflix passwords? But that's politics these days. The government is cool with the Taliban tootling around on abandoned Blackhawks, but they put Mr. and Mrs. Johnson on a watch list for asking why kids are segregated by race. The three R's have gone from reading, writing, and arithmetic to racism, racism, racism. Even President Biden's Department of Justice relied on the letter in creating its own memo directing the FBI to investigate threats of violence in order to combat a disturbing trend of harassment of school officials. So we now live in a world where hardened, violent criminals are back on the street 5 minutes after being arrested, but the FBI will kick your door down at dawn with guns drawn if you leave a nasty message on your kid's science teacher's blackboard. My kid, they don't teach science anymore. Basically, Joe weaponized the DOJ to silence people who were making a stink. These school boards tolerate speech like they're substitute teachers with a hangover. They want everybody to sit down and shut up, and no one learns a thing. Of course, since that letter, things have only gotten worse, which could be the motto under Joe's official White House portrait. Witness the performance of him yesterday, emphasis on performance, who in Georgia once again split America into two camps. You're either on his side or you're an evil racist.